The anniversary this Wednesday is attracting a lot of attention to New Orleans, the city most devastated by Hurricane Katrina. Presidential hopefuls are visiting some of the hardest hit areas. Mark Halperin of Time magazine explains why.
For African Americans, not just in the Gulf Coast region, but around the country, responding to Katrina, showing that you understand the issue, is a big point in this Democratic nomination fight.
The Bush administration was widely criticized for not responding more quickly to the disaster. But this Wednesday, President Bush will make his 13th visit to New Orleans since the storm. The federal government has committed billions of dollars for recovery efforts, including $7 billion to repair the city's flood protection system. A bill in Congress, not yet approved, would provide another $1.9 billion to fortify New Orleans' area levees.
We will do what it takes. We will stay as long as it takes to help citizens rebuild their communities and their lives.
Three Democratic Party presidential candidates, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Edwards, are in New Orleans this week, promising to speed up reconstruction efforts. Senator Obama.
The people have made extraordinary progress and are coming back home and making things work. But we've got a lot of folks who are under-resourced and aren't getting the help that they need to make sure that they're able to return home. And as a consequence, you've got a patchwork of success and failure throughout the city.
Katrina killed an estimated 1,800 people across the Gulf Coast and forced hundreds of thousands of people from their homes. Lloyd Edinburgh's home was destroyed, but he stayed. His attitude is similar to many.
What's in the plans for me is going to happen, so I just gone on and started working on my house and rebuilding, hope that I'll get in, because I plan to come out of this one feet first.
The images of flooded areas and displaced citizens are powerful reminders of the hardships nature can impose. So why come back?
Because this is home. There is no place like home.
Paul Sisko, VOA News.